USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, "What the hell have you just done?"
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
The Philadelphia man who shoots six police officers and holds police at bay for hours and hours finally surrenders and is under arrest after tear gas fired into the house. The police chief telling reporters it's an absolute miracle the officers were not seriously hurt.
In the beginning of that scene being there, I did not think it would end nearly the way it did.
Turning now to the Democrats, there is one less person running, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper dropping out of the race for president. Word is he may be thinking about running for Senate. The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of an autopsy leak. Reports indicate Epstein had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled. Taking a look now at your money, it has been a wild week on Wall Street. The market's mixed. The Dow up almost 100 points to close at 25,579. The NASDAQ down 7 points. The S&P 500 gaining 7 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul continues to recover from surgery to remove part of his lung, the result of being punched in the ribs by a neighbor back in 2017. Now he's speaking out about the hate being directed his way.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from six broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
One of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me that I had either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like, I'm perplexed. This is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, Americans spending more at retail stores and restaurants in July.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.